It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish. And today we're joined with Recreation Supervisor for the Marshalltown Park and Recreation, Jenny Hart. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing all right. What's going on here?
You just started that very sweetly.
Don't I always talk like that?
You had kind of a nice little soft voice. It's very, hi, it's nighty night time, boys and girls.
You know what? When I go home, it is nap time, and I'm going home right after this. So there it is. All right, there's the secret. The cat's out of the bag. But for all of you that don't want to nap this afternoon on a beautiful day that it is, you can go outside and recreate.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why we have Jenny Hart here. Jenny, first thing, let's talk about coming up this week, I think you said.
This Wednesday.
Live Healthy Iowa Track Meet. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so our Live Healthy Iowa Kids Track Meet, our local meet, will be this Wednesday at the high school track. The event starts, we're going to start field events at 5 o'clock and running events at 5:30. You have to be pre-registered for this event, so go on to our website at marshalltownparkandrec.com and get registered for this. Registration closes at 4:30 tomorrow so that I can run heat sheets and things. So get registered. This is a free program. They range from age 7 to 14. We also have what we call a kids fun run. So anybody under the age of 7 can run in these kids fun run. They won't go on to anything, but it's a good way to get them active and get them interested in track and field. So 7 and up, 7 to 14 year olds can participate. Boys and girls are separated into divisions. 7 and 8 year olds are together, 9, 10, so on and so forth. And the high school track teams are going to be out there helping measure for standing long jump and softball throw, and then helping with the running events and stuff. So.
Okay, very cool to get a little interaction with those athletes. But this is open. Anybody can sign up for this. Do you have to be part of like an organization or anything?
No, you don't even have to be part of the track club. You don't have to be, you know, you can just like to run or just like to throw a softball. You know, you don't have to participate in every event. You can choose up to 3 events, 2 field and 1 running, or 1 field and 2 running events. And then if you want to get a group of 4 people in the same age group together, you can do the relay, and that's a free, you know, like a freebie event. They don't count that into your 3 events.
Okay, very cool. And you said people register online at marshalltownparkandrec.com?
Yep, so they go onto our website and register because it's registering through the Live Healthy Iowa system. So you're not registering through our Park and Rec system, you're registering through the Live Healthy Iowa system. And then you'll get an email of all the information and things, and then you'll just check in on Wednesday.
Okay, and then if they do well, could they go on to like state or something?
Yes, so anybody that gets a blue ribbon at our local competition is eligible to go on to state. Well, I should say it's blue and red ribbon now. It's first and second place in every event in every division. So first and second place are eligible to go on to the state, which is June 13th. It's a Saturday, and it's held up in Clear Lake, Iowa.
Okay. All right. So that is going on this Wednesday out at Leonard Cole Field and the high school track. Jenny, how are you guys doing for positions at the pool? Because I've now seen like tarps are up, or the umbrellas are up, I should say, and things are happening now at the aquatic center.
Things are happening at the pool, and trainings are happening with the staff. So we are still taking a few applications. We still have a few spots available for lifeguards. We would rather have more lifeguards than not enough, and we absolutely have plenty of lifeguards this year to run the aquatic center. So we still do have a few positions because we want as many lifeguards as we can get to be able to give other lifeguards an opportunity to have some time off as well.
It's a long day in the sun.
It is a long day. So my concession and admissions is completely full. My swimming lessons are completely full. My day camp is completely full. So for staff-wise, I'm just looking for a few more lifeguards. So if you're certified, if you have a certified lifeguard in your family and you want to get them a job throughout the summer, have them apply for the Park and Rec.
Okay. All right. So that is still happening. Apply online. Same place, Marshalltown.
Apply
Park
online.
And
yep. And it'll go straight to our HR director.
Okay. Right before we came on air and you made fun of me of how I started this, you said bowling.
Yes.
What's going on with bowling?
So we are partnering with Wayward Social this summer to offer a bowling clinic. Bowling is an up-and-coming sport. We have a really good bowling team in our boys and girls mm-hmm. for the high school. So we are going to have a bowling clinic in July. I can't remember the dates off the top of my head, but you can go to our website and get those dates, but it's in July, and they're for seven to 9 year olds and 10 to 12 year olds. I believe that's how the split is. And so you're coming for a week, and it's only 1 week long, and you're learning from the best. I mean, Andy Schwant is going to be instructing, and so we've got a good
KFJB celebrity, Andy Schwant.
Yes. So he'll be there directing and coaching. And so they learn the etiquette of bowling and the do's and don'ts and how to bowl.
All right.
So maybe we can get some more bowlers on the team.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, we had representation, I think, from both yep. boys and girls at State this year again. They seem to always at least send somebody up there from the Bobcats, which yep. is good to have. So the parks, are all of our parks and things open? How can people kind of rent out those facilities?
Yeah. So we are taking reservations for our outdoor or our buildings in the park, I should say. So the community building, the reunion hall, and the log cabin in Riverview Park. And we do not have the Anson shelter this year. That one is going to be set to be renovated. So we are closing that for the summer. But you can still rent the Kiwanis building, which is over next to Holguin School. So if you're looking for any Saturday or Sunday in the month of May, June, or July, you're probably too late. So look at Fridays are a good day that a lot of those are open. August and September, you start to get a little bit more open availability, but we're getting pretty booked. So you can always reserve these a year ahead of time. So if you know when graduations are going to happen and things like that, start getting those on the books now.
Yeah, yeah. I know you know your office is right there when people come into the Park and Rec
yep.
Building. Do you ever hear people talk about, I know we've done a ton of renovations out at Riverview Park, mm-hmm. Kiwanis Park, another place that's got a shelter as well. Ever hear just like people commenting on the things that we've done out there, the new pickleball courts or anything
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, so we've actually been getting some phone calls about the pickleball and the new volleyball court that's down there and raising the nets to a higher height and things. There is a group that wants to have a pickleball tournament possibly out at Riverview or at the high school courts. So yeah, we get a lot of compliments and a lot of comments on the water retention pond and things like that. And now there's fish in there and stuff, so you can go fishing in that pond.
Yeah, yeah. I walked around Riverview Park here, I think, a couple weeks ago, and just a lot of people out already
yeah.
At the beginning of the year. The pickleball courts look fantastic. Basketball courts, I think, got touched up a little bit, too,
during that time as well.
I mean, Riverview Park is going to be, I think, very active. If you didn't
hopefully.
Get your place,
yeah.
your reservation now, you're probably booked up. But,
exactly. Well, in our campground this year, we've already opened the campground. We went online for online reservations for the campground. So if anybody wants to camp down at the park, there's no longer cash accepted. So you have to go online and reserve your spot that way.
Okay. And if you have questions about that, feel free to just stop into the office
yep.
there. And somebody, one of the ladies in the Park and Recreation
yep.
office will be able to help you. Summer programs, summer blast coming up.
Yep. We have our Summer Blast Day Camp every year.
Is there a capacity on that? Is there a cap? Are you going to hit the cap? Are you anywhere close to it?
I've always wanted to hit the cap. My cap is 125 kids.
Okay.
We've gotten to 100 kids. So.
Okay.
Hopefully.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry.
Hopefully we'll have a good number of kids this summer in our Summer Blast Camp. And then our Camp Marshalltown is for our special needs. And that's a specialized day camp just for them that keeps them in a good routine and things. So, and then we also have our golf lessons. We partnered with the Wandering Creek to offer our golf lessons again this summer. So that was always a popular program.
I know you go on usually a big field trip with that Summer Blast crew. Where are you guys going this year?
We are not going anywhere this year.
I mean, a staycation's always good.
Yeah, they are going to go to the cost of going to Adventureland and Lost Island have gotten pretty extreme, so we aren't going to be able to go to those necessarily. But we are going to, the state fair was a good one this last year. They loved going to the state fair and learning all about the animals and things like that. So I think we're going to still do the state fair again this year.
Awesome. Well, Jenny, I appreciate you changing your schedule today and coming in on a Monday and not a Tuesday. So thanks for stopping by.